It is a lingering question for many workers as more and more retail businesses reopen. Do I go back to work while still fearful of catching coronavirus or refuse and risk losing access to unemployment benefits? For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael LeRoy, Professor of Labor and Employment Relations at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Professor, thanks for joining us. Are those really the only two options?
No. Another option in California is to call Cal OSHA and ask that your workplace be inspected. The standard for OSHA getting involved in California is a real and apparent hazard to your health, which is a significantly lower threshold than for federal action. So California is a state where workers have some rights that they can assert.
But what happens, I wonder, in the interim? Because as we all know, all groups now right now are overwhelmed. I mean, there are people who have filed for unemployment benefits weeks and weeks ago and still have not seen a penny. What if Cal OSHA can't get to you for a month or two or even three?
Well, if at all possible, talk it out, put it in writing, because if you are subsequently fired because you have raised this kind of concern, then your legal grounds expand to something called retaliatory discharge. It's unlawful in California to fire you for asserting a safety right. I'm not trying to escalate the matter, but I'm saying at least before somebody throws up their hands and walks away, insist on a safer method, ask questions, and document.
If you are currently receiving unemployment benefits, should those benefits continue while you wait for OSHA to do an inspection?
Yes, they should. Your benefits would not be affected at all by that.
Sounds like we're pretty lucky here, but what's it like in other states?
Well, let me just say, California has a standard that other states, typically more liberal states, have. In order to deny a benefit on grounds of misconduct, the employer has to show that the employee had a willful or wanton disregard for the employer's interests. So when an employee says, I'm not coming back to work, I'm not accepting this assignment because I think I could get a serious illness or die from it, that's not willful or reckless disregard. However, in certain states, Arkansas as an illustration, the standard is essentially if you were fired for cause, then you can be denied unemployment benefits for cause. California, again, distinguishes and says, and they literally have in the statute evil intent, which is an odd expression, but that there has to be some sort of intent to undermine the employer's interest. That's very different from preserving your health.
And very quickly, have you had an opportunity to speak to employers? What kind of troubles are they having getting people to come back to work?
Dentists, for one, yes, they are having trouble. It depends on the industry, and it depends on where they are in flattening the curve. But yes, there are folks who are having problems, even when they take the most scrupulous methods to preserve the safety of their workplace. They are reporting a certain degree of resistance to coming back to work.
Professor LeRoy, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time. Michael LeRoy, Professor of Labor and Employment Relations at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.